brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I've had a smattering of some of the top news, but I'm going through all of it coming up in the next segment and back into your calls. And we have a guest joining us to break down the Bankster criminal activity. The Daily Beast asks, could Blake Fine face prison? And I've also got mainstream articles saying that he's gotten the big criminal defense lawyer that represented Enron. And the word is that Lloyd Blankfein might actually get indicted. Now, I would start having faith in America again. It would be a good sign if this guy got indicted. So I'm going to tell you more about that coming up. That is very exciting. Oh, man, that guy is such a crook. Okay, I was talking to John in Australia, and John was bringing up that when you don't watch Fox News or CNN often, I mean, I watch little clips people send me of key things, like, oh, here's a clip from Meet the Press where Greenspan is saying, we'll just print money, we'll never default, which is another way to default is to print money. That's so ridiculous how dumb he thinks the public is. And I guess they are dumb to a certain extent that he got away with it. He did get laughed at by the host, and the other globalists were like really smiling and holding back laughter, but it was more embarrassed laughter. But when you don't watch it regularly and you sit back and watch sitcoms, dramas, and news, because there's even more propaganda in sitcoms and dramas, when you sit back and watch it, it is just laced with cartoon-level propaganda. I mean, if I was going to make a science fiction movie about a futuristic, ridiculous, absurdist police state, you could pretty much just show them what's on TV now. Though I did actually watch some TV this weekend. The Science Channel, because I finally got a high-def television. I don't watch a lot of... I mean, we usually when I'm on the national news, my wife wants to watch it or something, we've got to spend an hour trying to hook it up. But we've got, we live in the country now, so we have Dish Network. And man, they're high def channel. I don't know how they're compressing it, but on that TV, it was like reaching into the screen on the Science Channel, talking about the universe and how it was created and the graphics. It was just amazing. But, so there is some good stuff on television. And I actually watched like three or four programs and wasn't brainwashed or told how evil the Second Amendment was or anything. Wow, there is some hope. But going back to John in Australia, finish your point about that, my friend.
Yes, the point I was going to make is I just want all your listeners today just to hear that you in the United States are living in an absolute media bubble. You are basically spoon-fed what you are meant to hear, and that's it in a nutshell. And I got to tell you, the people here in Australia are pretty wise to what's going on. You know, they're trying to pass this carbon tax here. And, you know, we see a little bit on the news, but it's almost laughable. You know, people are asking, well, what do we need this for? And just people know what's going on.
They've tried three separate times, and it keeps bringing down the governments. And then the next government does it because they've got orders, even though it politically destroys them. And the Aussies are starting to really get woken up and get angry, and that's good news.
Listen, they were. As soon as I first got here, they're all asking me, hey, is 9/11 a conspiracy? What do you think? You know, and I'm just like, you know, at that point, my point on it was, well, I didn't have all the answers. I don't know that any of us are going to really have all the answers. But, you know, it's kind of the old adage of if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, well, then it's probably a duck. So, you know, thankfully you're, you know, tuning everybody into to really what's going on here.
All you got to tell Aussies is this. I've seen the numbers. They're being blocked from having new coal power plants, but China gets to have three a week. Now, is that fair?
With the coal power plants here, you know, they're trying to pass this whole carbon tax. And, of course, Australia has some of the dirtiest coal plants around. They're inefficient.
Yeah, they need to just upgrade them. All right, I appreciate your call. You know, coal's not perfect, but it is 51% of U.S. power. And you think our economy's in the toilet now. These taxes go through, which they are.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The level of corruption is nothing less than staggering. We have seen the core leadership of the rebels, admittedly being Al-Qaeda, that has killed U.S. troops. The L.A. Times, Reuters, others have admitted it. It's now admitted that for 6 months, notice Obama said that he could launch the war with U.N. approval, doesn't need any stinking Congress. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Congress? We don't need no stinking Congress. That they launched that attack 6 months ago. That was in Reuters this morning. That 6 months ago, the West began aiding rebels. The rebels hadn't even attacked yet 6 months ago. They trained them. It turns out NATO a year ago did drills of bombing different cities. The West went in, funded violent terrorist Al-Qaeda groups to attack Libya and to take the country. And they've shipped arms into them from the beginning, from before the start of conflict, and now it is admitted in Reuters. I was reading today, and there it was. In Reuters, it said the six-month campaign and that they'd been aiding him from the beginning. For months and months, they denied this, even though it leaked out in the foreign press. I mean, they just lie and lie and lie. And then these rebel commanders are in the news shooting their mouths off about, yes, I have killed Americans in Iraq, and I will kill more again. But first, I will kill Gaddafi. What? I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone here. And so Gaddafi, 42 years in power, is now saying that he's going to fight on till the end. He will either die as a martyr or be victorious against the dogs and devils, to quote him, that have taken over, quote, his country. And the issue is he was clearly a benevolent dictator. I don't like dictators. I don't like centralized systems. But every once in a while, you get a guy who wants to build up the country and build up the continent. And most of the money actually was spent on the people. And the bureaucracy was very, very small. And the women got tuition to go to college. And everybody got thousands of dollars of stipend every year. And automobiles and houses and apartment buildings built everywhere. And the globalists looked at that and they said, this ain't happening. Especially when Gaddafi went to the rest of Africa and said, let's make our own currency, let's create our own credit-backed currency, really the American system, and the bankers said, uh-uh. And Gaddafi even tried to invest with the globalists, he tried to make deals with them 7 years ago, and they went in and hired al-Qaeda to attack, called them rebels, called them protesters, and have now taken Tripoli, and Gaddafi's hiding in his underground labyrinth that he's built, in 40-plus years of knowing that this time was coming, and the civil war is now beginning. And he's called on the different tribes that are loyal to him to fight incessantly. And if you study the fascists when they went into Libya, out of Italy, under the leader of Italy at the time, the dictator Benito Mussolini, El Duce, or whatever you call him, they fought him for a decade. And if you look at the monarch, the British installed, constant fighting. So you were told this was being done for humanitarian reasons. That country is now going to descend back into the sand from which it came. And good old boys seem to think that they get ahead by going, glass parking lot them. Glass parking lot them. They're just people like us that want a future. And this does not send a very good message to the world that Gaddafi tried to, quote, work with the West and got double-crossed. And now they're going to put Sharia law in. That was reported yesterday. So the women that thought they were going to run around and drive cars and be doctors, you are going home and you're going to put a bag over your head. And that's the end of that. And that's victory, because they do not want, the establishment does not want the Middle East and North Africa or any other country for that matter or region to rise up, to build itself up. And they do not want countries that are upwardly mobile. And so they have been bombed into the Stone Age, and they will be kept there. And the more people get killed, the better for the globalists. They could care less about U.S. troops or mercenaries that die, and they sure could care less about the Libyan people. And so this is a huge humanitarian bloodbath in the name of peace by our peace laureate. Gaddafi has fled Tripoli, headquarters ransacked by rebels. That is confirmed that they've taken over one of his bases. And are now in tunnel battles all under the country trying to find out where Gaddafi is. And Gaddafi is, you can say whatever you want about him, he is a fighter. He knows that when they kill him, he's going to be a martyr. So they're going to try to not kill him. But Gaddafi is probably going to go out shooting. They put a big price on his head, too, trying to get his inner circle to turn against him. So, very disgusting what's going on there. In some of the other news, it's been confirmed that the Green Square video that you were shown 3 days ago, the rebels occupying it, was fake and was shot in another country. But it worked. The Libyans saw that and thought, oh, the city's been taken, and the special forces that were inserted, creating havoc, were able to create enough fear to get Gaddafi's forces to basically run around a wild goose chase looking for him long enough for the rebels to converge and start destroying government buildings and basically panic and rout Gaddafi's forces. So they just kept trying the same psyop over and over again until it worked. Now, here's the big issue of the day, and I really should have opened the show with this. I think I mentioned it, but I should probably shoot a special report on this alone, because this is the threat I've seen from the beginning. They corner Gaddafi. He could really activate some previously paid off sleeper cells, similar to the sleeper cells that attacked in Tripoli and linked up with the flotilla that came in the night with the Arab al-Qaeda fighters backed by British SAS, French commandos, U.S. commandos. They could activate real sleeper cells in the West, blow some stuff up, which is basically giving the globalists, if Gaddafi does that, a big present. Which makes me think that's why Gaddafi hasn't launched nerve gas or hasn't attacked Europe, as he threatened to do, because then that will only legitimize some of this. So they'll probably do it. I guarantee you, they're looking at staging stuff. I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger and blaming it on Gaddafi to then legitimize it. Well, see, he's a terrorist. He blew up a school bus. If Gaddafi was really going to do things, he'd have sleeper cells to target politicians here. You know, sleeper cells that would wait, say, a year, or go after certain bankers or certain oil company heads. But the truth is, most of these countries don't really have terror forces. They don't have special forces. They don't have sleeper cells. That's America that has that, because we're not America. We're run by the bankers. And they have sleeper cells, blow stuff up, and blame it on whoever they want to invade next. So the truth is, you never know who's really staging these things. You sure know who's got scripts out in minutes, though, to capitalize on these events, don't you? Yep, our whore media. Nuclear expert warns of Libya dirty bomb. Ooh, dirty bomb. They're going to get you. A research center near Tripoli has stocks of nuclear material that could be used to make a dirty bomb, a former senior UN inspector said on Wednesday, warning of possible looting during turmoil in Libya. Oh, yeah, that's the other narrative. Al-Qaeda, that's the good Al-Qaeda. There's bad Al-Qaeda, and our media says then there's loving good Al-Qaeda. Now, loving good Al-Qaeda is real Al-Qaeda that's actually killed U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Then there's the bad fairy tale Al-Qaeda that supposedly carries out the terror attacks. But they're saying that the bad Al-Qaeda might get the fissile material that a CIA officer was caught 4 months ago trying to give to the Pakistani Al-Qaeda. But the ISA stopped them before they could do that frame up. And so now they're saying that somebody could get it and dirty bomb us. And then they'll tell us that it came from Libya and Muammar Gaddafi and Al-Qaeda, because he works with Al-Qaeda, don't you know? He was the guy to first put out an Interpol arrest warrant for him in 96, and then they tried to have Al-Qaeda assassinate him. That's all confirmed, but see, he's Al-Qaeda. That's why Al-Qaeda just took over the country, because they're fighting who they work for, Muammar Gaddafi, because the television said so. Seeking to mend ties with the West, Libyans, Muammar Gaddafi agreed in 2003 to abandon efforts to acquire nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, a move that brought him in from the cold and helped end decades of Libyan isolation. And the setup, you know, Gaddafi really sold out to the globalists. Before, he kept most of the wealth and gave it to the population and kept some for himself. In the last 8 years, he did start giving it to the bankers. And you see how they repaid him. Just like they're going to repay all you U.S. military people by taking your pension funds. Same thing for you mercenaries. But hey. So they're now saying, Al-Qaeda, Libya, you're going to get us. But we're like, but Al-Qaeda, is the group you brought in. Well, still.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
At Ohio Congressman's town hall, and I see these type of videos all the time now. It's just becoming mainstream. You have a public meeting, town hall, people want to videotape it, And the congressman, who's supposedly a public servant, doesn't want it seen. So he tells cops to take cameras away from people. And then we've got video. In fact, you can roll it behind me while I talk because the audio isn't very good. Of them then wrestling a camera away from a middle-aged woman, a older lady. I mean, this is insane. But then they leave the mainstream news camera there. You know, they're allowed to. It's only low-level slaves, like old ladies. She looks like she's probably 65, 70. She's not allowed to have it, and so she's got to get grabbed here and have her camera taken. A congressman from Ohio had cops grab the camera of constituents during a town hall meeting. What type of arrogant lunatic is this guy? I mean, does he understand just the ridiculous PR nature of this? Steve Chabot, a Republican, had cell phones and cameras confiscated in order to prevent an embarrassing YouTube from making the rounds, according to Carlos Miller, who runs a blog documenting efforts by the state to stifle the First Amendment rights of photographers. Yeah, I've had cops many times. I'll be like 200 yards away videotaping a checkpoint or something, and they'll walk over and go, "Excuse me, what are you doing here?" And I go, "I'm just videotaping this." "Well, who are you?" "Well, I'm Alex Jones, Independent News." "Well, let me see your ID." "Now, hold on just a minute. I'll show it to you, even though it's not the law, failure to ID. The courts have ruled it. I don't care if you got a law here in this town. You know it's been thrown out." And by then, the cops are going, "Well, this guy can talk. I'm going to stand back." Because I'm nice to him. I'm calm. Sometimes I'll say, "Hey, how you doing, buddy?" And then sometimes they'll still say, "Well, I don't want you videotaping." And I'll say, "Am I interfering with you?" And if they say yes, I go, "At 200 yards away, I'm interfering." And I'll say, "All right. How far would you like me to back off?" Just to illustrate how absurd. And they'll say, "Down there at that corner." And one time, this happened when the guys were down there videotaping at the IRS. They had to move back like 300 yards, and then more cops came and said, "Move back even more." Because at the end of the day, I'm not trying to get arrested. Now, sometimes if I've got a tape, I'll say, and this is on tape, I'll say, "Nope, go ahead and arrest me. I'm not interfering with what you're doing." Especially when it's our demonstration and the cops show up and say, "You can't videotape." I just say, "Look, this isn't a third world country. Do you want your kids to grow up in a third world country where they don't have a right to stand on a street corner with a video camera?" And the cop will say, "Look, I've been ordered to tell you to go." "Well, call your boss over here." And then I remember once at a Rick Perry demonstration, here comes the boss. "Yeah, you don't have a permit to demonstrate." And I said, "The city of Austin's lost scores of lawsuits over this. Do you want a new lawsuit? I don't want to sue you, but I'm going to sue you personally as well. Don't violate my First Amendment." I go, "Officer, I know the law. If I wanted to block a road for a demonstration, then I'd have to get a permit because you'd have to provide a roadblock." And he goes, "Nevertheless, I'm going to arrest you." I go, "Go ahead then, pal." And the cops backed off and didn't. I mean, what is wrong with you people, man? These are your rights too. Okay? Every time you butcher somebody else's rights, every time you run over somebody's liberties, you trample your own. And this cop at a public town hall in some college gymnasium is just, I can't believe that because a congressman told him to not videotape. And I guess what happened is some union or something showed up. And so because he didn't like the fact, because they're all wearing the same shirt, I'm guessing at who this group is, but reportedly they were peaceful. That oh, look, there's a new Drudge Report headline. Perry zooms into the lead. Surprise, surprise. Alex, he's not going to run for president. He's pledged. You don't have sources. Shut up, Wire. Okay, he's running, but stop saying, you know, he's a Bilderberg guy and he's going to be in the lead. That's made up. Oh, really? Rick Perry zooms into the lead. Yeah, because he's getting all the media attention. Rick Perry, Mr. Forced Inoculation, Mr. Napa Superhighway, Mr. New World Order Bilderberg.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place against the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. No one can deny that our republic, in fact, our entire world, is at a historic crossroads right now. We work very hard here at InfoWars.com to bring you the news and latest information in the fight for liberty worldwide. And because our message is resonating across the world, because we've already had such a huge effect, we know that it is our responsibility to intensify our resistance against the globalist 110%. I am going to do whatever I can to up our game in the fight against tyrants to reach even more people. I am asking you to join us and to be part of our fight
and to support the work we're doing at PrisonPlanet.tv and to spread the word, not just about the weeknight 30-minute condensed, focused, hard-hitting newscast, but special reports we're going to do multiple times a week. I am so excited about this, and I hope that you share our excitement and that you will help us get the word out about PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News, and InfoWars Special Reports at 7 p.m. Central every weeknight. But whatever you do, spread the message that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Free humanity is rising against tyranny.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We're going to have special reports on a routine basis that are extended and in-depth. We're having one tomorrow night on a host of issues at 7 p.m. Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. But starting next Thursday, five nights a week, 7 p.m. Central, 30-minute hard-hitting transmission. And a lot of nights it will continue. We'll air premiere documentaries, special reports, live in-depth interviews. We're going to the next level because we're reaching so many millions of people a week through the films, through the radio show. We are, tomorrow's network 10 years ago. And so we're being imitated a lot, and that's fine. That's the most sincere form of flattery. And so we are going to expand our operations 110% thanks to your support. So please become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. And we're going to launch a whole new news site very soon that will have everything that's on PrisonPlanet.tv and more. And if you're a member there, you'll automatically become a member on the other site. So become a member today. But by next Tuesday, I'm going to launch a bunch of new features. We've got to go with that deadline. A bunch of new features at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I will announce that next Tuesday. I would have already announced it, but my main programmer's dad died, and he just got back to town today. And so we're a couple weeks behind. I could already launch it, but I need him here when I do it, in case there's any bugs. So that said, if you believe what we're doing, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Perry zooms to the front of the pack for 2012 GOP nomination. And remember, I told you that his pledge was fake not to run. I told you he would run. I've even told you the plan. Sarah Palin's going to wait. She's going to get in later. Then they're going to be number one and number two, and she's going to join him as the vice presidential candidate. Now, I told you this 14 months ago. They may change the plan, but so far they're following it with precision. Now, Ron Paul has been number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll and every scientific poll. He's number three right now in this new Gallup poll that's on InfoWars.com. It's also the top story on Drudge right now, DrudgeReport.com. And Ron Paul is number three behind Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, two truly fake people. You think Obama's fake? These guys are just as fake or worse, especially Rick Perry. I mean, Rick Perry is, and Mitt Romney is mooey bad. But, I mean, Rick Perry is Beelzebub. And I was talking to my friends. I mean, they're like, they may vote for Obama if Rick Perry actually gets the lead. Look, it's all bad. You can't vote for either one of these guys. And they just keep trying to demonize Ron Paul so that he can't win. We've just got to expose this hoax. But he is no doubt number two or number three right now. He was number one, but Rick Perry came in to say, get rid of the Federal Reserve, destroy the New World Order. And a lot of people that just woke up, a lot of folks we've woken up, said, well, he's the younger Ron Paul. Let's go with him. You're being betrayed. Don't get in the car with that man, little boy, little girl. Now, for the balance of the hour, maybe a little bit into overdrive, if he'll do it with us, is somebody who I've heard a lot about. I know Willie Nelson said, you know my buddy Gatewood Galbraith? I'm like, no, Willie, but I've certainly heard of him. And to go over this whole guy's history, he's an author, you know, political analyst, all-around rabble-rouser. And I know he's got a couple different publications out there. And he's also got a book out that I think says it all. And I'll probably just let Gatewood, describe for folks who he is and what his political views are for folks that may not know who he is. But he wrote The Last Free Man in America Meets the Synthetic Subversion. And I like that term. And so it is good to have Gatewood Galbraith join us from Kentucky. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure. And I listen to you every chance I get on my computer. And I want to thank you for the great work that you're doing and getting the message out there.
Wow, I didn't know you were a listener. Well, thank you, sir. We've got to have you up for a full hour in the near future because I really enjoy so many of your ideas and views. Did you ever think it could get this crazy and this bad as it has today? I mean, tell folks about your political awakening and your view of what's going on right now in America.
Well, very briefly, and I did write a book called The Last Free Man, and people can get it on Amazon and all, but I'm not here to sell the book. Very briefly, I was a child of the 60s, 21 years old in 1968. I was barely graduated from high school because I was just different. I was 24 years old, went into the Marines, got discharged from the Marines because of asthma. I didn't know that asthma that marijuana cured asthma. I was 19 years old, and when I was 21, a friend of mine, a doctor, told me to smoke marijuana for my asthma, and bang, it cured it right away. So I became a champion of it and talked about changing the laws. I was 24 years old and a milkman when I decided I was a grist for the mill and going to end up in prison or dead, so I had better learn the system. So I decided to go to college, become an attorney. And while I was going to do that, I was going to become governor of Kentucky and lift Kentucky out of poverty by changing the marijuana laws. So that was in 1971, and I've gotten up every day for the last 40 years to do exactly that. I became an attorney. I have tried to change marijuana laws, but other states had beat us to it. I was going to try to revitalize Kentucky's economy over it, and it looks like we still may be able to, but I've run for office on various occasions. I ran for commissioner of agriculture in 1983 in the Democratic primary, ran in 91 and 95 in the Democratic primary, ran in 1999 as the Reform Party candidate for governor and spent $20,000 and got 15.3% of the vote. Ran for Congress in 2000 and 2002 as the independent, got 27% of the vote as an independent in 2002.
I think it's fair to say you're best known for being a leading person against the prohibition against hemp.
That was the case, but it's broadened out so much, and that's how they vilified me, and that's how they marginalized me in my past races. But I am a candidate, an independent candidate now, Alex, for governor in this November race. There's only three governor's races this year. I am an independent, and we've already caught up with the Republican in this race.
I saw that in the polls, and that shows how hungry the people are for real change. We're going to get into that. But the reason I thought to get you on last week was when I saw this article out of Alternet. Then I went and looked it up and found some local newspaper articles saying that it was basically true. How J.P. Morgan took over all of Kentucky's financial services and why you should be scared. J.P. Morgan is obviously in a lot of trouble. They've been caught selling fraudulent paper. So is Goldman Sachs. The headline is, could blank fine face prison? The Goldman Sachs CEO didn't get a big-time criminal defense lawyer because he's worried about an SEC wrist slap. There's a real possibility of doing time, says former Goldman managing director Nomi Prins. But we see Kentucky, really, with the banksters, the robber barons in there for a long time, as a model for what they've done in other parts of the country. What can you tell us about this report?
Well, it's absolutely true. Chase Bank now owns Kentucky, doing all the financial transactions, cutting all the paychecks and all. But this is just the step of the implementation of the New World Order and global economy. You know, Kentucky has been the victim of free trade, where the human beings no longer count as part of the trade relationships. And now that's doing it to us on a domestic basis where human beings no longer count. But what's happening is that we're being taken over by the people I call the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, industrial, transnational, corporate, fascist, elite SOBs. You know, we've never said the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America or to the Republic for which it stands, and they're not warm and fuzzy about you and me or our children or grandchildren, and they see the Constitution and the Bill of Rights as impediments to the implementation of a new world order and global economy. And, you know, this is just one of those small steps towards that globalization. I ain't going down without a fight, and we're going to use the state of Kentucky to do exactly that. Alex, let me tell you and our listeners, we have a hell of a shot at winning governor of the state of Kentucky as independent with no party affiliation whatsoever. It will be the biggest blow for independence in sovereignty, individual sovereignty that ever happened, because I'm a Barry Goldwater conservative, and I don't listen to Limbaugh and Hannity. I listen to Jefferson and Adams and Washington and Franklin. Those are my advisors in how to get the state of Kentucky out of poverty. We're trying to rediscover the values that were supposed to make America great and did at one time before they came under such assault.
Absolutely. I mean, if you run on ending banker occupation of Kentucky, it can be the same phenomenon with Rand. No matter how much they demonized him, it backfired on him. And as you were saying, I've seen those polls. That's really got him scared that you've now pulled past the Republican. So you've got a good chance of actually winning this time.
It's unbelievable, brother. I mean, really, the big shift is going to come in the last 10 days. But I said that back when they ran the first poll and we had 5%, I said if we have double figures by May and we have 15 to 20% by September, we're going to win it. We hit 15% 10 days before September. So, we have a heck of a shot. We need support. Kentucky's a poor state. And we stand for the poor folks, you know. Any of your listeners out there could go to Gatewood.com and make a contribution. I understand you may have as many as 3 or 4 or 5 million listeners, Alex.
We do have 5 or 6 over the whole week, but usually at one time there's probably a million people listening conservatively, and then it kind of lives forever on the Internet. Again, what's the best website for folks to visit?
It's Gatewood.com. Gatewood.com. And they can email me at Gatewood@Gatewood.com. You know, what I'd really like to find, Alex, is what we'd all like to find. I'd like to find a patron. You know, somebody who says, I can put $50,000 into liberating Kentucky. Because I'm an attorney, too, and they can always pay me a fee. But
listen, tell me this. What would you do as governor of Kentucky?
Okay, here's the thing. Kentucky's dysfunctional right now. Both parties have their horns locked up like two bull elk fighting over territory while the business of the people lays dead in the dust. So what we first got to do is we've got to unlock those horns up there. I want both parties to succeed. I don't want to throw them out. I want them to do what they're supposed to do. We're independent. We don't care who gets credit for doing what's right, just as long as they get the job done. So we're totally nonpartisan. We're going to invite the best intentioned of both parties to come together and finally start addressing some of Kentucky's perennial problems. But the first thing we have to do, Alex, is we've got to return transparency and integrity and trust into the system itself, because there's a lot of good-minded, well-intentioned people who won't even take part in the political process now because it's so mean-spirited and corrupt. We need to get the decent-minded people back involved in the running of the people's affairs. That's number one. Number two, we've got to find jobs and economy in this state. We've got to downsize government. We've got to put the best taxes on the big part of the people. The corporations have gotten so many tax exemptions in the state of Kentucky that it's the wage earner and the small business that are bearing the brunt of the cost of government.
Well, Gatewood, expanding on that and looking at the rest of the country, the same problems that Kentucky has are the same problems that we've got here. And when you look at the fact that General Electric and Google and all these people pay zero or almost zero taxes and exempt themselves, then they have Warren Buffett lecturing people on raising taxes on the rich, but he's really talking about the middle class because the big corporatists get most of that corporate welfare. I mean, that's really the big issue right there.
Huge issue. Kentucky has a thing called the Council for Economic Development that gives out tax incentives to get jobs to locate here. And in 1993, the head of that said publicly, I have a plan for every Kentuckian. By the year 2012, 80% of Kentuckians are going to be earning $8 an hour. Well, how do you like it so far? You know, who's going to buy the houses? Who's going to buy the cars? Who's going to start the families? You know, those corporate dividends, fighting in $8 an hour jobs, that's not creating a tax base. We're never going to be able to tax those $8 an hour earners. But what that does is just puts extra dividends into the pockets of the dividend of these shareholders. And so it is a cannibalism.
Well, that's like J.P. Morgan outsources the unemployment phone banks and the welfare phone banks to India. I mean, if you're going to have welfare, the jobs servicing it by law should be in the United States.
So my brother-in-law went through a Wendy's the other day, and he went across the little ding-dong, and the lady took his order, and he got it, and he said, "You sound nice. I'd like to buy you a Frosty." She says, "I'm sorry, you can't." He said, "No, I'd like to." She says, "You can't, sir. I'm in India." I mean, drive-through at Wendy's. You know, they're paying.
Who was hitting on the Wendy's girl?
My brother-in-law was trying to buy her Frosty, but she was in India.
Boy, he's something else. You guys, I tell you, going back to high school and college, that is the quickest way to get a date is just go after the waitress.
Hey, now listen, Alex, I'm at that age where the girl, the mother, and the grandmother all look good to me, so don't be talking about it.
Oh, I'm married, but it's funny. I know, your brother-in-law must be hilarious. Wait a minute, brother-in-law, he's married, and he's talking to the girl with the frosty. Now something's going on here. I think you just got him in trouble. He just wanted to be nice to her.
This is, Kentucky's at a heck of a crossroads, as is America. This election is a microcosm of next year's election. I can feel the tsunami coming on, Alex. I can feel it out there. My demographic right now, and by the way, I have a running mate, a beautiful lady running mate. She's the only woman in the race. But there's three tickets, Democrat, Republican, and us, independent. She's the only woman in the race. She's got six children, two of them adopted. One of her natural children is special needs, so we know where rubber meets the road.
You can go to Gatewood.com and buy her a Frosty. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Lord willing. That's the nightly 30-minute TV show. We have a lot of networks and cable systems that want to pick it up, so we're developing it over the next few months for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, expanded reports, you name it, and then also then deploy it onto certain networks, cable systems around the world. Now, we'll obviously have to have him back up to really get into hemp, because he was talking about how he gets pigeonholed with that, but it really is a miracle plant. Most varieties, of course, don't have any THC in it, but those are banned from agricultural development, even though most are sailing ship sails, the ropes, the clothes, until the 30s were made out of it. It was as big a crop as cotton. Canadians can grow it. Russians can grow it. Americans can't. And that doesn't sound too free to me. Does it sound like freedom to you? But going back to our guest, you're right. It is a very exciting snapshot to show how awake the population's getting that you're number two in a three-way race right now in Kentucky. And just like Rand came from behind, I think you can win if people get behind you.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. When we hit 20%, that's going to be the critical mass. You know, right now there's a lot of well-intentioned people out there who just say, well, I'm afraid I'll waste my vote to vote for him because I don't think he can win. But as soon as they see that I'm in second place and that we're closing the gap, then that whole avalanche, that whole critical mass is going to be reached. And it'll be the first time, and I think there was somebody in Rhode Island who used to be a U.S. senator who went independent and won governor. But it would be the first legitimate, truly independent governor elected in the United States of America for at least 150 years. And we're going to do it on almost no money. You know, we're going to be outspent in this race. We're going to be outspent about 40 to 50 to 1. And, I'm a criminal defense attorney is what I do for a living, and we don't have any special interest. And I put about $100,000 into it, and the other folks have put in maybe $40,000, $50,000. So here we spent, you know, maybe $140,000. They've already spent millions that we're gaining on them. So, you know, a little bit of money goes a long way when you're telling the truth. And plus, my stock line is, look, folks, I've run before. If I was going to lie to you, I would already have been elected.
How are the Tea Party people liking you? Obviously they are, or you wouldn't be doing so well in the polls.
Well, of course, you know, I spoke at the first three Tea Parties here in Kentucky, and I told them then, I said, don't let the Republicans subsume you. Don't let the Republicans co-opt you. You know, stay strong. That's where your real strength is. So I spoke to the first three of them, and you know, I was introduced as the person to whom Tea Party should apply. So then last year I went to a big rally over in, a lot of other people got into it, started taking it off on their own frolic and detour. But I went to a big one last year, and I walked up to the front, and one of the leaders says, thank you for joining us, Gatewood. And I said, what do you mean, thank you for joining me? Where the hell you been the last 30 years?
Oh, I know. It's incredible. What do you think of the media? It's been proven by Pew Research blocking Ron Paul out, and when they do talk about him, demonizing him.
I think it's horrible. I mean, I contributed to him. I wrote him in for president this last time. Ron Paul, is the most, whether you agree with him or not, is the most principled person that I have ever seen elected in my lifetime. You know, and they demonized him. They boycotted him just the same way they did me. The top two papers in the state wouldn't even print my name for my first four elections. Wouldn't even print my name for the first four elections, you know, because I stood out there. I wanted to return hemp as a cash crop to our farmers, and I wanted to get medical marijuana in the hands of all the sick and dying people. You know, 30 years ago, that was, I mean, consider coming out with that 30 years ago, you know. That's
absolutely, but think if Kentucky would have been the first to do that, you could have then sold it all over the world, the cotton, you know, the hemp cotton, all of it. That really would have turbocharged Kentucky.
Well, Alex, you know, we ought to get on and talk about hemp as petroleum, because that's what hemp is. Hemp is petroleum. You get 20 barrels of petroleum off an acre of hemp. Its real value is in biofuel, and if we planted 7% of the U.S. agricultural land in hemp, we wouldn't have to import another drop of oil.
And as you know, hemp grows where other stuff won't. Gatewood Galbraith, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you all back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.